Good morning. This is Mike Brennan at the National Hurricane Center with your 7 a.m. Central Daylight Time update on Hurricane Nate. Nate continues to intensify this morning. Maximum sustained winds have now increased up to 85 miles per hour. And Nate right now is located about 245 miles to the south-southeast of the mouth of the Mississippi River, moving quickly toward the north-northwest now at 22 miles per hour. We're expecting Nate to continue to strengthen today as it moves north-northwestward and northward toward the north-central Gulf Coast. And we're expecting the hurricane to make landfall on the north-central Gulf Coast late tonight or early Sunday morning. We have a hurricane warning in effect from Grand Isle, Louisiana, over to the Alabama-Florida border. That includes metropolitan New Orleans, the Mississippi Gulf Coast, Mobile Bay. And so in that area, you should be prepared for the onset of hurricane conditions that will be coming overnight, late tonight and into early Sunday morning. Everybody in this area needs to prepare for hurricane force winds. Any small shift in the track could make a big difference in what areas experience in terms of their conditions at any one local area. But everybody in this hurricane warning needs to prepare as if the hurricane is going to affect them directly with those hurricane force winds. We're very concerned about storm surge. We have a storm surge warning that's in effect for the southeast Louisiana, the northern and western shores of Lake Pontchartrain, Mississippi Gulf Coast, Gulfport, Biloxi, Mobile Bay, Pensacola area. We could see in the area between the mouth of the Mississippi River and the Alabama-Florida border 5 to 9 feet of storm surge inundation above ground level. So that's life-threatening storm surge. And everybody in this storm surge warning area who's been asked to evacuate should follow and heed any evacuation orders that you've been given by local officials. You still have some time today to finish your preparations and to get out of harm's way if you've been asked to do so. Tropical storm conditions are expected to arrive along the northern Gulf Coast within the storm surge and hurricane warning areas this afternoon or early this evening. And by that time, so you want to be in your place that you're going to ride out the storm, certainly by late this afternoon. And the good news is that Nate is going to move through relatively quickly and then move inland over the southeastern United States and weaken to a tropical storm during the day on Sunday, and then as it weaken to a depression as it moves out into the central and southern Appalachians late Sunday and into Monday. So we're still going to see a heavy rain event with rainfall totals of 3 to 6 inches across the deep south, the central Gulf Coast, isolated totals as high as 10 inches, with lighter rainfall totals up into the central and southern Appalachians, but this could still cause some isolated flooding problems. So again, today is the last few hours to prepare for Nate's arrival along the north central Gulf Coast, where we have a hurricane and storm surge warning in place. Please stay tuned for further updates throughout the day. This is Mike Brennan at the National Hurricane Center.